And we're moving into item number 8, hunting boundaries. And this is a briefing and public hearing. So we have Dr. Nelson with us for a number of things. So I'm just going to let you keep flowing from one end to the other. Okay. So take her away.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Chair Smith, members of the commission. Good morning. My name is Jerry Nelson. I'm the Deer and Elk Section Manager for the department. Just want to preamble a little bit. As you all know, we've been going through the three-year hunting season setting process for the last, 10 or 11 months or so, something to that effect. And so what you're seeing for the deer and elk and boundaries and equipment side of things today is sort of the culmination of that effort. Reaching out to the public during the summer, looking for ideas, having public meetings throughout the state, and then we also have the normal comment period when we're posting the hunting season recommendations on the website. So with that, I'll get started. This first one might look a little big, but it's a lot of wax, but pretty straightforward stuff. This is really the kind of stuff that we would bring to you just about every year. And so first we're going to talk about the elk area descriptions, WAC 220-415-040. We're proposing to make permanent elk area 1075 to help mitigate the cloverland elk conflict stuff. As you'll recall, this was something that cropped up for us recently. We did some emergency rule actions to address that, and this recommendation would make that elk area permanent. We're also proposing a new elk area, 1082 George Creek. This is very close to 1075. In this particular case, we're actually trying to head off a potential elk conflict in the future. And so we've got a small subpopulation, a small band of elk that are using State Department land. But they certainly have the potential to be creating wildlife damage issues as well. So we're going to start trying to direct hunters a little more surgically in there to help us keep a handle on that population. We're proposing some clarification language to Elk Area 4601. This is simply trying to deal with some ownership changes, state park boundary expansion, and so we wanted to adjust that so that our elk area isn't in the state park anymore. We're also proposing an expansion of Elk Area 5099. This was a very constructive negotiation with the U.S. Forest Service and the folks that manage the Mount St. Helens National Monument. This proposed expansion will make those boundaries easier to discern, but it'll also really improve the quality of some of the hunts in there that are involved with that elk area. So we think this is our Region 5 folks think this is a really good start. We're also proposing the expansion of the Elk Area 6014. This will better address the conflict issues that we're having in the Buckley area. And proposing a new elk area near Forks, up on the peninsula in Forks Airport. This is also an attempt to address some arising elk conflict issues. So I'm just going to run through some very quick maps. If you want to, you can stop me, but this is the red boundary line there is Elk Area 1075. We're proposing to make permanent. You'll see a number of our holdings in there with the Soton Creek Wildlife Area and various units of those wildlife areas in that neighborhood. Right next door is the proposed new elk area 1082, the George Creek unit. So we'll try to get some hunters in there.
Did you? Yeah, Jerry?
Two things. I want to thank you for
finally getting an area on, which one was it, 1075?
1075.
1075. Finally done. Yeah, it was a little frustrating because we kept getting told that it was going to get done. And in fact, I talked to you a year ago about that at this very meeting. So thank you for that. On the other unit, there again, we all met and talked about it. It's exactly what Jerry said. It's a group of elk that are hanging on a department ground and they come up and cause some problems up in the wheat areas. The one thing on this one that I think we're going to have to do is work with our lands department a little bit, because those elk are hanging out down in the bottom of a hole. And you're going to need a bunch of 20-year-olds that are going to be willing to go down in the bottom of a hole, shoot a cow elk, and piss antler back up to the top. So I know we have talked with Bob Dice about that, that we maybe need to clean some roads and get some ways that people, once they kill an elk, they could get down in there with a four-wheeler and get it. And Bob did a really good job of, you know, conveying that, yeah, it's steep, rough, rocky roads, but I think to have some success on this, we're going to have to partner with the land side of the deal to where we can get some access down in there, because you walk over and look down in there and you're going, nah, not today. So I just, that's where we're going to have to do some follow-up on that one.
You bet. Yeah.
Okay.
This is the 46 boundary. Just a little bit of adjustment there at the lower right-hand corner, getting away from some of that expanded state park land. This is the expansion of the mudflow elk area. The kind of purplish dotted line is the old boundary. The red lines to the east are the proposed new expansion. Regional staff tell us that this is really going to be an excellent place to do some elk hunting. In Elk Area 6014, sort of a similar situation. The red dotted line is the existing boundary, kind of to the southeast part, and red lines are the expansion, proposed expansion boundaries. And then this is the Forks area. This is kind of a tricky place where we've got a mosaic of different, a little bit of traditional elk habitat, but urban and suburban interface that, including airport property that we're trying to get a handle on, and staff felt like creating an elk area might be the best way to approach this and try to direct hunters in that area. So moving on to the deer area descriptions, WAC 220, 415, 010. We're proposing deleting the deer area 1030 in Republic. We no longer need this deer area. On a number of occasions when we develop a deer or an elk area to address a conflict problem, once we feel like that conflict problem has been addressed, we'll often take that area off the books if staff feel it's no longer needed. And this is another example. We're proposing to delete the three deer areas that wrap around Spokane. So Spokane North, South, and West. Staff feel like these deer areas really aren't accomplishing what they were originally intended to do, and instead, there's unintended consequences are sort of exacerbating some access and trespass issues in there. And so, going to go back to the old: if you can get access to hunt, go ahead and hunt. We're also proposing deleting the Colfax deer area. Staff feel that that isn't needed anymore.
It's the blue tongue.
And we are proposing creating a new deer area. Deer Area 4541 North Issaquah. When you first get a look at this map, you're going to scratch your head a little bit. So let's just take a look at it. Just to kind of put this in perspective, you know, every county and every city lives in some game management unit in the state. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's hunting opportunity in every single one of those places when we have pavement and concrete and high urban populations. But the proposed deer area from staff is intended to get at some deer issues in those urban and suburban interfaces. And so the most straightforward way for them to build this deer area was to take advantage of some of the existing GMU boundaries and also some other discernible boundaries in the neighborhood. So say that just to say not everything within this boundary is exactly deer habitat or deer hunting places, but the intent is still the same. On the GMU boundary side of things, the Region 5 WAC 224-10050, we've got some house cleaning to do there. We're proposing to adjust a boundary direction from upstream to downstream, very straightforward thing, and it's the boundary between the Lewitt and the Lewis River units, and so nothing more drastic than just changing the direction of which direction you're going up or down the stream. In the special closures and firearm restriction areas, 220-413-180, this is one of Rich Harris's deal. You'll hear Rich talking about goat, sheep, moose this afternoon, but we're proposing adding mountain goat as one of the exceptions to our restricted hunting area in the Lewitt. So in the past, the exception, I believe, was elk. But with a new mountain goat hunt being developed in that neighborhood, we're going to add goat to that hunting exception so we can implement that hunt. We're proposing some clarification language on a firearm restriction area that's in King County, and that's basically telling folks when the archery restrictions are in place and when they're not. And a similar situation on an island in Pierce County, Ketron Island, just clarifying which weapons are allowed within that firearm restriction area. And then I think the last one, the importation and retention of dead non-resident wildlife, WAC 220-413-030. So this agenda item, as you can see, is sort of a catch-all for a whole bunch of different things. As you'll recall from previous commission meetings, one of the intentions of this WAC is to try to reduce the risk of chronic wasting disease coming into the state of Washington. And so as we were developing these rules, we had some new states crop up with their first positive detections in free-ranging wild populations. So to date, we haven't detected chronic wasting disease in our state. We're having some discussions now about reinvigorating our sampling design and our management plans related to that. We hope to be getting started on that work in the spring and summer. But for the time being, for the purposes of this WAC, we've had both Montana and Mississippi have their first detections of chronic wasting disease in deer. And so we're proposing to add those two states to the list of states that are currently in the WAC. And so What Washington hunters have to do if they try to bring home a deer, elk, or moose from the states or provinces on the list is they have some additional processing they have to do that's laid out in the rules before they can bring those carcasses home. And
How many states now have reported CWD?
Oh, gosh. It's got to be a pretty long list. 4, 8, 12. We're probably in the neighborhood of 17, 18, maybe more.
So if we went back a decade, what would that be roughly?
About three quarters of that, half that. Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's a bad thing.
It's definitely spreading, yes. Yeah. Yes. And right now we're only addressing those states that have detected in wild populations. And so there are additional detections happening in the captive deer farming industry. So if there are any questions on that, hodgepodge of rules, I try to answer them for you.
And there's no public input.
Okay. So.